Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is almost coming up later this year. We'll be celebrating her 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She knows more about the public policy aspect of healthcare than anybody in the galaxy, and we're fortunate to have her wisdom and experience and expertise on the show. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. It's always such a pleasure to be with you and to be part of your wonderful Small Business Advocacy Network.
Made more wonderful by you being part of it. And folks, Grace Marie is you know what a staunch market solution advocate I am. She makes me look like a piker. I mean, she's serious about this. And we've been talking, you know, you and I've been talking about market-based solutions to healthcare for almost 15 years together on the show. And so we still got a lot of work to do. What I wanted you to do in this segment, Grace Marie, is the whole Obamacare structure is starting to crumble. And it's not surprising. We kind of predicted it. Many people did. I did. You did. That this thing was put together poorly with baling wires, my dad would have said. And one of the things that I want you to talk about is the medical device repeal, the tax on medical devices, I should say, that was part of the revenue raising element, one of the revenue raising elements of Obamacare to pay for it, was to tax people who make medical devices. Something happened recently in the Senate, didn't it?
That's right. Well, you know, there's $1 trillion in new taxes in this health law. And
in new taxes?
New and higher taxes, 20 of them. And one of them has really caused, I think, the most anguish, and that's a tax on medical device companies. And, Jim, this is not just a tax on their profits, because a lot of them don't have profits.
Right.
These are small, struggling, you know, startup companies, many of them. They tax their revenues. So they have to pay a 2.3% tax on their revenues, mm-hmm. even if they're not making a profit. And many of them say, that's our research development budget.
Right, right.
We don't have this money. So right. The Senate, when it was passing its version of the budget, which is really not a binding document, but it certainly gives a sense of the Senate, they voted about 77 to, you know, what it would be, 23, to repeal the device tax. So it shows that members of Congress, when they focus on the small things in this law, realize, oh my goodness, we can't have that, which is what we were been trying to tell them for what now almost 5 years that
right.
this has been in the process of being debated or passed. That this, when you look at this piece by piece, people say, well, we don't want that. But when they talked about sort of the overall goals of what it was supposed to do, universal coverage, well, missing that by $30 million to start with,
mm-hmm.
getting health care costs down. How'd that work out for us? And when we saw all of the things they had to do to have this government basically take over 1/6 of our economy, we all were looking at it in detail, and that's why we wrote the book,
right.
Why Obamacare's Wrong for America, because we saw this at the in a detail level. And now it's starting to unroll as people see more and more.
It was very interesting to see Democrat senators...
Yes.
Who voted vociferously for? I mean, they were strong advocates. They were total supporters of Obamacare three years ago, and to stand up and talk about this device tax like it was the devil's child or something was really interesting to see that, wasn't it?
It absolutely was, and
Before we run out of time, is the device tax going to be repealed? Is it going to be removed from the law?
Well, the House has already passed legislation to do it. The president said he'd veto it, but if they can get 77 votes out of the Senate, they can override.
Well, don't they have that? Weren't there more than that?
If they'd still vote the same way,
if the people who voted to repeal it the first time show up when they override the veto, it'll be overridden.
And if Harry Reid ever brings it up, you know,
that's the key.
Harry
Reid may not. He has to bring it to the table, though. The override to the table.
Right.
That's the thing, folks. Our buddy Harry Reid. So, folks, the truth is, this is a bad bill. It's not falling apart. We're not gleeful that it's falling apart because it belongs to President Obama. We're gleeful that it's falling apart because we predicted it would, because it's a bad bill. Badly constructed things fall apart. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.